I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Church officials in Nigeria's Kaduna State called last week's Fulani militant attack a massacre. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom this week also condemned these instances of violence against religious communities in Nigeria. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says these attacks come with increasing frequency. The Nigerian government seems incapable of stopping this continuing violence against Christians.
There certainly is frustration in Northern Nigeria among the Christian community. Why do these attacks keep happening? There's frustration with the Nigerian government. Why can't you put a stop to these? Why can't you protect your Christian citizens?
And with compassion fatigue, the plight of Christians in Nigeria often gets overlooked, but Jesus remains with his Nigerian people. The Voice of the Martyrs offers ways you can help, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And victims of violence in Iraq are finding healing in Christ. MNN's Katie Harth.
Gospel workers supported by Christian Aid Mission say Aria was one of 6,000 Yazidis captured by ISIS in 2014. Over the next 3 years, she was sold 21 times to Islamic fighters who sexually assaulted her and her two daughters. Eventually, Aria and her kids made it to a displacement camp. A mobile medical clinic run by local believers restored their physical health, and they met with a Christian trauma counselor. Today, the love of Christ shines brightly through Aria and each member of her family. Many people in Iraq need the hope and healing of Christ. Connect with Christian Aid Mission to help gospel workers reach them. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.